Well, are you still looking for the perfect Valentine's Day gift? Of course, presents like candy, flowers, or jewelry are always nice, but we're turning to an unusual source for inspiration. Financial author and radio host Dave Ramsey. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. I take it you're not buying this.
You know, it's not that I don't look at you and think, what a romantic kind of guy.
Of course.
Yeah, but you've come up with this concept called a love drawer. And I want to ask you why you think that is an ideal Valentine's Day gift.
Well, it's an ideal Valentine's Day gift if you're smart enough to put chocolates and roses with it.
Thank you. A diamond at the bottom, like I said.
Yeah, that'll work.
Sure.
That'll work. Well, it's an ideal gift because the way you say, you know, when you're a real man, a real woman, the way you say I love you to your family is you're prepared. Mm. You know, you got your act together if something happens to you. You know, I lost a good friend this year, under 30 years old, with brain cancer, and he left his wife, and 3 days later she had their son.
Mm.
And they had their whole life planned out financially. It was all together. And in the middle of this horribly devastating situation, all this grief, there's a smile because he said, I love you, in a whole different way.
That must have meant a great deal to her, a great source of comfort and inspiration, certainly.
Well, it really did, because it gave her all the stuff to work with. And we, of course, walked with her through that.
You know, I hate to bring this up, but it does seem like kind of an unusual gift, though. I mean, you know, right? I'm not sure what I would do if I, you know, my husband, when we got married, he said, I'm going to buy you a diamond book instead of a diamond, which I think this is sort of along the same lines. The first thing in the love drawer is a will.
Put a will. 78% of the public dies without a will. That's stupid.
78%?
That is stupid. Because you can get a will online at something like uslegalforms.com. You can go there just to these websites and get online wills that are state-specific, that are easy to do. And even if you don't have money, you got somebody you care about, you probably got a kid and you want the state to not manage that, you want to tell folks what to do with your stuff. And that's just why.
It needs to be notarized, though, right?
Absolutely.
So you can just go to a bank or whatever, a notary.
And again, make sure it's state-specific because probate law is to your state.
All right. The next thing is an estate plan. What's in an estate plan? And this is something I think we commonly think of with the wealthy.
Well, it is pretty much for the wealthy, in the sense that if you've got over $1 million in assets, you've got to have some other things that you're doing to keep the government's hands off the money in the process. But, of course, the first element of the big estate plan is the will. But there may be trusts, there may be some other things built into that, and, you know, that's not for everybody, but it is something you kind of need to think through.
All right, so the will and the estate plan kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
All right, so that could actually be one folder.
Could be.
More room for chocolate.
And diamonds.
Funeral instructions, how you want to proceed. You want, yes.
You know, we don't like doing wills. We don't like doing this stuff. I had one guy tell me, I can't do a will. I might die. Mm. Said, dude, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You need a will. So you need to lay out the game plan
die.
Of what you're going to do. And this can be something as simple as, you know, hey, I don't want the Mercedes casket. I like the Chevy casket. You know, I don't spend $9 million to put me in the ground. Just take it, you know, and you leave instructions and directions that way. Some people even pre-plan their funeral in detail. I haven't done that personally. I would not prepay.
Oh, really?
I would invest instead and let the investments cover it.
Okay. Speaking of investments, that brings us right to our next folder, which is all about investments.
Right. You put everything you've got in there, the house file, your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds, your Roth IRA, your 401k at work, your kids' college funds. The mutual fund statements go in there. Again, the whole point is you can reach to one place when something happens. And it's all taken care of, and it's easy. It's not like, I wonder where Uncle Harry buried the mutual fund statement in the backyard, you know. No, we've got a game plan. It's all right here together, and it just makes the whole process so much easier.
You know, this is such a great idea, too, because, you know, I rarely venture into my husband's office because the stuff is everywhere. I probably shouldn't say that on TV, but anyway, it is everywhere. It's nice to, when you're still alive, to be able to find it all, you know, in one place.
Well, you know, my wife, Sharon, is a very bright lady. But she's not a financial geek like me, you know? And so it's all laid out there, and there's cover, and there's a little bit. I'm a nerd. I mean, there's a little outline on each file. But, you know, the way I look at it is that's diligence, and, again, it's a way I tell my family I care about them.
Yeah. I wouldn't have pegged you for a nerd.
You wouldn't have done that.
A love drawer, no. Insurance folder. The next one.
Of course, that's all the different kinds of insurance. You know, your health insurance policies in there, your disability policies in there, life insurance, and you should have about 8 to 10 times your income on you for life insurance if your family's dependent upon your income. So if you make like $40,000 a year, you ought to have like $400,000 in life insurance. So if you die, then your spouse could take that $400,000, invest it at 10%, it creates $40,000 a year worth of income.
And the last thing is
the deposit. Safe deposit box. Right. And you keep a copy of the will in the deposit box, and you keep the key. So many states and so many places you can't get into a deposit, a safe deposit box when someone passes away. So it's a good place to keep duplicates of things and other things too. Sometimes people keep, you know, antique jewelry or something in there, and there's a way to get to it later. But again, everything's organized, it's in one place, and it's simple in the midst of one of the worst times you face.
Sure. Cupid, it's so good to see you. Dave Ramsey, thank you.
Bless
and forget
you.
About chocolate. Buff, give me a love drawer. All right.